In case you haven't noticed, I did not come to Augusta to do business as usual. I came to do good business for the Maine people. Hello, this is Governor Paul LePage. Career politicians in Augusta are not interested in public policies that would actually move Maine forward. They give 10-second sound bites about improving our economy, but they come to the State House for just one reason: to protect the status quo. Most Maine people pay no attention to the petty political game playing that goes on under the dome, and Augusta politicians know it. They are very comfortable doing their business out of the public eye and disenfranchising the Maine people. They held secret negotiations on a budget that affects 1.3 million Mainers, and in doing so, left their character and integrity at the door, which then they locked. They cut the Maine people out of the constitutional process by refusing to let them debate on whether or not to eliminate the income tax. To elected politicians, this is business as usual. To me, it is unacceptable. The Maine people have a right to know what their government is doing with their hard-earned money. That's why I use all the tools available to the executive branch to go around these politicians and communicate directly with the Maine people. I am not here to work on behalf of 186 politicians inside the State House. I work for the Maine people, all 1.3 million of them. If their elected officials are not being honest, I will call attention to it. For example, a handful of Augusta politicians held secret negotiations on their budget behind locked doors. But I held 10 public town hall meetings about my budget all over Maine, from Saco in York County to Presque Isle up in the county. Legislators are now rushing to pass bills without even reading them. I read them all. I'm no Nancy Pelosi. That's why I use my veto pen to halt bad policies from making it into law or to ensure bills get the widest possible representation in the State House. Augusta politicians also snuck in a last-minute Christmas tree adorned with $4 million in gifts for favored legislators. We used the prop to expose this underhanded practice of spending taxpayers' money without their knowledge. Some people think we go over the top to make our point, but we have to. Only a handful of legislators are willing to fight for the Maine people, and they are severely outnumbered. The Maine media and the liberal political establishment work hand in hand to defend the status quo. Every day, they push job-killing, pro-welfare policies that move our state backwards. The legislature is now more interested in going home than doing what's right for the Maine people. They are banding together to override vetoes and approve a budget that has no real reform in it, just so they can pack up and leave for the summer. They won't make the tough decisions to reduce the size of government and improve our economy. Someone needs to hold them accountable. We will keep using headline-grabbing tactics to keep the Maine people informed about the self-serving agendas of Augusta politicians. You deserve to know what they are up to, and I pledge to expose them. Thank you for listening.